A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 14 to 32. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them, and the scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into the fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out. And the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. And he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Richard Mayer, Messiah Lutheran Church, Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Today's Bible reading is a lesson of glory, misery, and victory. It begins with glory. Jesus had just been glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration. With him were his disciples, Peter, James, and John. They got to see there with their own two eyes and to be in the presence of the two great prophets of the past, Moses and Elijah. This would be like us suddenly seeing George Washington and Abraham Lincoln with our own two eyes. But more than that, they got to see Jesus glorified, shining like a radiant, intense arc light. So moving and dazzling was this moment of glory that Peter suggested, "Let's just stay up here in this glory." But Jesus was come to seek and to save that which was lost, and he brought his disciples down from the mountaintop of glory to immediately see misery, earthly misery, real misery. A crowd had gathered below on the plain surrounding a man with the most pitiful situation of misery. His beloved son, his son, whom he so dearly loved, was afflicted with a demon so powerful that it caused the son to be thrown to the ground, foaming at the mouth, gnashing his teeth, and even throwing himself into fires and water. And on top of all of that, the demon then made him mute, so he could not even cry out for help. That is helplessness. That is misery. This is the real world, where we all have our own miseries and deep personal problems. Where else can we get real help but from Jesus, by faith in Jesus Christ alone? This father in our lesson today looked to Jesus in faith. Evidently a weak faith, but faith nonetheless. For he confessed to Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief." And who of us have not probably confessed the same need to our Lord as well? Oh, Lord, my faith is not as strong as I wish. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And there is our all-powerful Jesus with his loving promise, as mentioned in the book of John. He that comes to me, I will never cast out. So Jesus assured this father, all things are possible for one who believes. Jesus can take a spark of faith and make it into a mountain. With even a spark of faith, he can turn the darkness of misery into the light of his glory. So Jesus responded to this man's faith in compassion and healed his son. He healed the boy so perfectly that it was a permanent healing. Never will he have another of these demonic seizures, for when Jesus cures, he cures totally and permanently. Now that the boy had his voice back, he could proclaim the wonders, the power, and the glory of Jesus Christ to everyone. Even as we also proclaim Christ's glory to our family, our friends, our associates, for we want to be his witnesses here on the earth. Yes, that day Jesus' great healing was victory for the boy, victory for the father, and victory for Jesus. We too are demon-possessed by sins of thought, word, and deed. We too battle with Paul, who said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? And then we read further the beautiful good news of Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Left to our sins, we are mute and helpless. Neither can the world in any way help us, but Jesus can. He helps us in our physical miseries, but more than that, he helps us in our spiritual miseries. He is our only help and hope, as the scriptures remind us, and though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. It is not proclaimed any clearer than in Ephesians 2. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God gives us everlasting life through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus, that is our victory. And so our text today reminds us, even for Christians, life is not just moments of glory. There's also misery. But by faith in Jesus Christ, through our prayer, we have victory, heavenly victory, eternal victory. Amen.
We thank Pastor Richard Mayer for this meditation on God's Word.